Well, suppose you tell me about the sort of setup they have at this camp.
At what camp?
At this camp here in El Rio.
You mean the way we run the camp?
Yeah.
Well, we form different committees, like the sanitary committee. That committee is in charge of keeping sanitation in the camp. Every morning at the committee, or somebody goes around the camp and checks that everything is clean and in order. And if it isn't, it contacts the work foreman. This foreman's job is that he gets around and gets different fellows to do the work on the camp, to keep the camp in good order and clean. That's the job of the sanitary committee. And we have a, what do we call it, charity committee?
Welfare.
The welfare committee. That welfare committee tries to see that the families are in a good position concerning food or clothes, whatever clothes they can obtain from the church or some other offices or agencies. They try to distribute those clothes to whoever needs them the worst. And well, but we have a reception committee, don't we? And we have a reception committee. They try to show visitors around the camp and tell them different things we got and the work that we are doing. And we have an employment office, or a man that runs the employment office here. If a farmer comes in here and needs some help on his ranch, we try to send him to the employment agency man, and he contacts him for whatever man he needs. He gets and tells him what he's willing to pay.
What sort of work are people doing now?
Well, some are working on ranches, doing a general ranch work, and some of them are hoeing weeds, hoeing beans. They hoe weeds amongst the beans. And some of them are picking lemons out in the other neighboring county, Santa Barbara County. It was owing to the fact of the strike that we had here before. They just refused to pick lemons here yet. They're picking lemons in the other neighboring county.
Well, now, before the people came into this camp, where did they live?
Before they came to this camp? Well, they lived in company-owned camps. By company, I mean the lemon associations and companies for which they worked. These companies have their own homes, and they keep their men there because they need them in the wintertime for smudging. That means lighting smudge butts when it gets too cold. And they happened to come to this camp here because they were evicted from the company-owned camps because they went on a strike trying to get a little better wage than what they were getting. And the girls refused to give them the wages, and so they went on strike. And because they went on strike, they were evicted. So it was necessary that this camp here had to come into the county so it could give these people that were evicted homes or housing.
What were the homes on the ranches like?
Well, at the ranch that I lived, they're supposed to be about the best homes in company-owned camps. For example, my home is one of the biggest at that camp because we're a big family. It's got 3 bedrooms, a living room, a dining room, the kitchen, and the bathroom. And it's just a 6-room house with a bathroom. Before, it never used to have any, didn't have electric lights or water system inside, and it didn't have a ceiling. Now they're putting the ceiling, the electric light system, and the bathroom, and other facilities like the toilet.
Well, then, what about the places you live in the camp here? What are they like?
Well, here we're living in tents, just a platform, and then the tent on top of the platform.
Well, how did most of the people feel about coming in here?
Well, at the time that they came in here, they just felt that it was the best thing to do so they could keep on the strike. They didn't worry that the tents were not like home or like the home they used to live in or anything, because they felt that it was what they should do to be able to keep up the strike.
and they wanted to stay together here. Was that the idea?
Well, one of the main purposes was that they wanted to stick together, because only by sticking together could they obtain a gain in the strike, or even if it wasn't in the strike, in other forms of life, they could at least learn how to work together on different things.
What do you think most of them want? What's their main ambition right now?
Well, the main ambition now is to get a better wage than what they're getting, because the cost of living right now is very expensive. They can't make a living on 27 and a half cents an hour. That's what they get paid for work. It was all right if it was steady work all the year through, but sometimes they don't work the whole day, or probably they won't work for a week or so. And they feel that the thing that they need most now is to be recognized as a union and get a better wage.
And they'd like to go back to living on the ranches.
Yes, they'd like to go back to the camps. But they refuse to go back unless they go back as a union or as a group. They don't want to go back as individuals, because they know very well that right, three weeks or a month from the time they go back, they'll get fired. And as a group, they won't be able to fire them all.
Now, when the Mexicans were put out, a lot of the Okies took their place, didn't they?
Well, the Okies were put in before the Mexicans were put out, because they were living in the groves. They had their trailers or tents in the groves. They were all ready to go in as soon as the Mexicans were thrown out. Their reaction against them, it wasn't so bad, because they felt that the Okies are just a poor laboring class like ourselves. And at the time that they were brought in, they were promised good wages, and they were promised that their wives would work at the ranches where the strike was on, and they were hungry and they didn't have enough money to keep up, so they thought, well, there was a good chance to make a little money and fill their stomachs up with food. So we didn't feel bad against them. We didn't have anything against them, because, well, we just thought they were pushed in the same as the laboring class. They were hungry and they were pushed in, the same as we could have been pushed in into one of their own strikes probably. So we didn't feel bad against them.